Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the best wishes on our anniversary and also for my beloved's birthday. Our readings this morning is Psalm 83 and it's verses 5 to 8. Just to 5 and then we talk. This is speaking about the people that come against God, come against the Lord, against the kingdom, against the things of God.
For they conspire with one accord. Against you they make a covenant.
Okay, so yeah, they conspire against and they make a covenant. They're all in agreement. It's unreal how orderly the kingdom of darkness can be, and that they all agree. They speak the same thing. They don't march. I think they sleep like snakes. In the same route. And what we can see here, this has always been like that. This is speaking about in the old covenant, the different tribes that were deceived. When the fall came in, the Satan took hold of mankind and he uses them as his weapons. So it comes from it's Satan that is behind the evil, behind the bad agendas. And where the answer again is God's provision in Christ Jesus, that is the blessing that gets us to come out of the curse, the light that gets us to come out of the darkness. So this has been perpetuating this. There's always been a people in darkness, in deception, and then God also has raised up people to be in the light as he's in the light. Okay, let's go further, my sweet.
The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asher also joined them. They are the strong arm of the children of Lot, Selah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that the people of darkness is a strong arm of the people of Lot, full of themselves, arrogant, pursuing the devil's agenda, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But thank you, Father God, that we are your children in the light as you are in the light and pursuing your kingdom come, your will be done. And thank you for our daily bread this day and every day to partake of your will and being conscious of you, speaking to you, praying prayerfully in all times. Thank you, Lord, that our armor is solid, our armor is truth, our armor is righteousness, our armor that we walk in, it's a gospel, carrying this gospel of peace, the good news of salvation, Father God. And so, Father God, our minds are made up, Lord. We know salvation, we experience salvation, and so we stand in faith against all the darts of the evil one. And by the truth of your word, your presence that is with us, that gives us a word in season, we overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.